There's a musty smell and a post-apocalyptic silence at Eastland Mall. The power's off in most of it. The once famous ice rink, long dry. Stores stripped bare, but someone forgot to take down the fake flowers lining the ledge of the atrium. The pink blossoms look forlorn, out of place.
So thanks to everyone who's come out to our little show this morning.
It's really more of a show and tell in a former women's clothing shop hosted by city development and investment manager Peter Zeiler. Track lighting, meant to cast a warm glow on the latest fashion, illuminates instead an aerial photo of the 80-acre Eastland Mall property, which the city bought for $13 million last summer. That was in addition to nearly $500,000 the city spent on options to buy the mall years earlier, but then lost when the price was too high and the council opted out. City officials figure they've spent just about enough on Eastland Mall. Zeiler is direct about that as he pitches the property to potential buyers and developers.
We're looking to create a financially viable, phased project using private sector funding. That's our code word of saying, no, don't come to us and ask for $150 million or $300 million in city bond fund.
Of the 30 or so people in the meeting, there seem to be only a handful with somewhat serious intentions for Eastland Mall. Among them, Atlanta developer Bob Silverman.
My business is finding new uses for obsolete buildings. Mm. This might qualify.
It's certainly obsolete, right?
Yeah.
And when he said, no public, don't come looking for more public money. Realistic?
Non-starter, as far as I'm concerned. Can't do it.
Any questions or comments?
Zeiler has led the group to a railing overlooking the old ice rink.
We'd love to take you around further, but we've shut down some of the electrical for cost savings.
City officials are keen on seeing the mall's 1 million square feet turned into a film production hub. But Silverman says studios and sound stages are very expensive, hard to finance, and would make little sense if Republican legislators deliver on threats to end lucrative tax incentives that lure filming to the state. Charlotte developer Monty Ritchie agrees.
There's been a lot of energy and hubbub around studios, but I question whether or not that'll end up being a final component of the development.
Ritchie's company, Conformity Corporation, worked on the Lowe's store and residential development in South End. Experience with large-scale projects is the top criteria the city will look for in evaluating proposals for Eastland Mall. But the man who's been most vocal about his plans has no major development experience.
We have a 10-year, three-phase development project. Starts with sound stages, film school, an office park, and in the last phase is the North Carolina Film Museum, which would be on the studio lot here.
That's Bert Hess, the CEO of Studio Charlotte Development, which claims to have $150 million lined up from a New York investment bank. Hess, like other developers who came for an inside glimpse of the empty mall Wednesday morning, says the city is not off the hook yet when it comes to putting money into the site. At a minimum, the city may need to demolish the buildings, which aren't practical for studio sound stages. Rick Lazis goes even further.
The city has to support this politically, socially, environmentally, and financially if they want it to happen.
Lazis is CEO of the ARC Group, which developed the NC Music Factory with some help from state and local government. He's hatching a plan for Eastland Mall he won't share just yet, but says it won't be a film studio. City officials say they're open to any good idea, so long as it revitalizes the blighted Eastland area, is underway within 2 years, and ideally takes the mall off the city's hands for good. Final proposals are due in May. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.